Okay, let's go weiter. One second, we're not here. No, I hope not. We haven't got there yet. We're nearly there. Let me stop here. Another facet of this diamond, really, the top of the diamond. And each facet is an avoid in itself. It's a whole world, each facet. So we saw here this asset. The yesod of being ishtadlus, being a hechetimtza for being mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. That's really what it is. Whatever you need to be ishtadl, you have to look and find the opportunity for kiddush Hashem, whether it's in panos, whether it's in refuah, it can be in shidduch, wherever you have a chiv to be mishtadl, that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for the money, you're not looking for the refuah. You're looking for the kiddush Shemayim, the kovet Shemayim in the hishtadlus. That's the sword that we put down yesterday. We saw the mice of Ribbitson Sirotsky of Shalom. We saw it based on the Arizal. That's why we went into Golus. Yeah, that diamond of hishtadlus. Okay, let's take it a bit further. Kuf Tzadik Zayin at the bottom of the page. Kashi Adam Chai B'Yedi Amitis. When a person lives, when he internalizes, and it's hard, you have to tease these things apart. First of all, intellectually, that's easy. Then afterwards in life, mamash, there's an isoin kol yom. This is an isoin. This is not something, yeah, well, now I got it, so now it's fine. Now it's already, it's time to do anything. But also comes from Hashem, and I'm sitting in the middle with menuchas hanefesh of a baal b'peyach. That's not normally how it works. There's a voida, no? Okay, but when you start living with this reality, that ishtadlus eini mo'il, elihi mochreches, you have to do, because you have to find the nekuda of kiddush Shemayim. We'll see, and that's Hashem, we'll build another whole picture of why you have to make ishtadlus, whatever it is. I'm not making ishtadlus to get the result that it looks like I'm doing. Look, Hashul is it. Azu eino do'ik, kashe advarim eino mitnaylem kemetuchnan. He doesn't get worried and phased out when things aren't going the way he planned. Let's listen. Let's try to understand. Let's get a moshel. Let's try and get a chap on this. Yudi Hashem b'chabo shu ye ze sheyitzige shmoyis barach ba'olam betafkid shel menahel bank. A certain person that Hashem decided that this guy's going to be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim by being the manager of a bank. That's what his status in the world is going to be. So he's going to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. It's a bank manager, owner of a bank. Because everything he does is honest and his business dealings and everything. He's an honest guy. He's relying on his word. He treats his customers with respect and dignity. They may never be a bank manager like this. Maybe Switzerland, the bankers were more pleasant than places. I don't know how it works. I'm sure they look like it. Depends on the customer. Be nice if you're a small customer. Okay. He knows there is a tzlocha in his business, in his bank, that comes from Hashem. He doesn't say those terrible words, the opposite of what we're trying to become. He doesn't say those terrible words. He never says, wow, I'm such a good businessman. Wow, I'm so clever. Wow, there was, you see, I told you to buy those shares. No, you're there. Shall call me a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who said, I shtadlus. But the end result got nothing to do with him. One day he has to make a meeting for a business thing, whatever. So he makes a meeting. He's about to walk into this meeting, very important business meeting, and suddenly he gets a toothache, what they call an emergency. When you're trying to make an appointment with the dentist, it's not an emergency, you wait 6 months to get an appointment. It's an emergency, you only wait 3 months. So you have to tell them it's an emergency. This was a real emergency, he couldn't wait 5 minutes. So what do? He cancels his meeting, his business deal. He don't know, could lose a lot of money, I don't know, but he's got to go to the dentist. If he lives with Emunah B'tochen, the way we're talking about, he's not worried about the Bittl Isko. He's not worried that the guy is not going to meet, he's not going to do his business deal. He knows that he's tough kid. And this deal is to Megala Kovet Shemaim. He had a job. His mission statement was going to the business meeting. Suddenly Hashem says, no, I'm changing your job. The job's not to be Mechavet Kovet Shemayim by the business deal. I want you to go to the dentist and be Mechavet Kovet Shemayim there. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be Megala Kovet Shemayim in the dentist room now. You got a new job. Lelechet lerofe, v'sham b'mokem achadash, hu yifase, v'gilis, kovet malchus. That's all. You're a plumber, you got a job. Go out and fix something there. While you're on your way, you get the call. No, go over there. So you go there. Mach patlach, these pipes are fixing. You fix that pipe, you fix that pipe. There's a boss, and the boss told you. Why did you get a toothache? Because she wants you to go to the dentist. But there's something for you to do at the dentist. And when we finish this paragraph, I'll show you something nifle v'noiria. Person works an entire month in order to earn his living. He got his paycheck or whatever, or his pay packet, whatever it works, on the way home, he lost it. He lost it. He doesn't have the check anymore. So what, he worked for nothing? No, he didn't work for nothing. You worked for a month to make a living? No, shtiot. One thing's going to do the other. You worked for a month because you had a mitzvah of chishtadlis. You had a mitzvah of chishtadlis, whatever that is. The mechabed chaim shemayim. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, it's a reshus. And then we discussed while you were away. It's a chiyuv. Maybe it's not a mitzvah, but it's a chiyuv. Certainly you have to do it. He ain't ela on tzay lekabel es hamaskoret. Hishtadlis is not a means to an end of getting your maskoret. Ha'avoyda yisem atzara bifnei atzmo kedei lahabois kovod shamay. That's all. Tzayich etimtzet to b'mechavod kovod shamay. This is one facet of hishtadlis. The money you lost, that's another sugya. That's between you and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Panosa, the ishtadlus, you did the ishtadlus. Whoever gets it on, mechesboin haShemayim acherim shenasa letavosoi, that was done because of other cheshboinus that has nothing to do with him making ishtadlus or not making ishtadlus. That's the one thing's got nothing to do with the other. I want to show you a moedika of desna. Moedika of desna. When you start living like this, you'll start seeing things in your life that you won't see any other way. You'll go to the dentist, you'll go to a business, you have a business deal. You'll go to the business, you'll be on the way to the business, and then you get a toothache. Hey, what am I going to do? I'm going to miss the deal. I've got to go to the dentist, get to the dentist. You'll miss what's going on in the dentist, the gamble. You go to the dentist, you get your tooth fixed, and you go back, Baruch Hashem. You know, now let me try and get the business deal back on track. But if you go with this perspective, you'll see things in the dentist room you wouldn't have noticed. Let me show you a test. Let me show you something like this. I just have to make sure that we find it. Oh, here we go. In the back of Chelek Dalet, in the Mishnah of Eliyahu. We did this once, we should stop because we don't have to do anything. There's letters that Rav Dessler wrote to his Talmidim. He was already in Eretz Yisrael in Ponovich. He was a Mashgiach in Ponovich. And his Talmidim, this particular Talmud was still in Gateshead. And he wrote wrote letters to them. So there's a letter here dated Yom Aleph. That's on a Sunday. Shlach Pasa Shlach Tafshin Yud. Do the Cheshbon. It's over 70 years ago. He wrote a letter. Yedid Nefesh Ahuv V'Hachoviv Li Mo'od Harav Moira HaRebi Mem. We happen to know that's Ramot Chamela. He wrote this to the Shalom lechao lebeischo. He writes like this. Nichtavcho hayeko yeganu lenachon. Your letter came. I got your letter. Todar rabba lecha avudvarecha hayekori. Thank you, man, for your precious words. Haroscha beradak verashi besof Shmuel beis. Niflen. Your observation, your insight, your chiddush on the Radak and the Rashi. Sof Pasha Shmuel is Nifla. The Kach Sharamti b'michtovcha she'anachti l'mishmeres. And that's what I wrote on the letter that I stored away for prosperity. I wrote there, Nifla Ma'od. That's what I wrote on your Chiddush, on the Radak and the Rashi. I'm Teida Ahuvi. Do you know, my beloved, as Erech HaYesod she'galita? Are you aware? Do you know what the value of is this foundation that you revealed here, this secret you revealed in your Ha'ara on the Radak and the Rashi, so say for Shmuel. Tomid Kachu, it's always like that. Besveikas v'nishoynas. Mabata emes, aleph, ubeis, metzias haraya v'hamoifes. Eifo hiya nekuda hanechoyno. It's always like that in nishoynas and sveikas. Number one, mabata emes, having a true perspective. And then second of all, in the metzias, the riots and the wonders that you'll see that will magala that mabata emes. He doesn't explain what the chiddush was on the Radak and the Rishmul. We don't know what that is. And then he goes on to say, Boruch Hashem, it's so wonderful. And my wife said, you forgot Yoav Avkan, Rav Dessler's letter to his Talmud on Yom Aleph Shlach. Now, on Yom Beis Shlach, I have to find this. No, this is not the Mechtovim. I want to find this. I don't know where it is. It's been a long time since I was here. I apologize. Just give me 1 minute. I don't know what it's called. I just don't know what page it's on. So it takes me a minute to find it. It's always like that. You don't find it. I can tell you what he says if I can't find it. I know it's here. I just have to find it. It's called Mabata MS. Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, on Yud Beis Shlach, Tafshin Yud. It was the day after he wrote the letter to Rav Miller. He gave a vaad in Ponovitz Yeshiva, where he gave over this chiddush from Rav Miller in the Yeshiva. And that explains what the Radak and the Rashi is in Sof Pasha Shmuel. So if I can't find it, then I'll tell you what he said. At the end of Shmuel, the Navi God comes to David HaMelech and tell him, you did a terrible thing, and you have to get punished. You counted Klal Yisrael, and you have to get punished. So you have three options. The first one is you can have a milchoma. I'm not sure exactly if I get this right. Milchoma, or a famine, or devil. Yeah. So David makes a cheshbon, and you choose. He says, you choose what you want, and tell me, should I can go back and tell the one who sent me Mahadova what you chose, what you decided. Uses Loshen Dover. Uses Loshen Dover. It's a Dover. So David makes a cheshbon. If I choose famine, people will say, yeah, it's fine for him. He's in the palace, and he's got 2 hours of food. Yeah, who said it? If I choose war, people will say, yeah, he's got all these gods and he's crack troops around him and he's protected. What about us? So he said, V'yomei David al God, Niplo no v'yad Hashem, V'alti pol v'yad Adon. wars and famines, you totally on people. When it comes to debris, when it comes to a plague, so that's only everyone's equal there. There's no, you can hide in the past, nowhere to hide. Even Trump got corona, you know, there's nowhere to hide. When it's got your name on it, gets your name on it. So that's what he said. That's the famous thing that we say it every day. You're not going to say it for much longer, but we have to stop saying it soon. Vayomer David el God. So he chose, Rashi says, this is Rashi, I'm giving over, he chose, based on his seichel, what the best thing to do was. Says the Radak, second shot there, says the Radak. There was a remez from the Navi to David what to choose, because he used the word Dovor. Lagid is a Dovor, it's remez the loshen Dever. So there's a machlekes here, the Rashi and the Radak. Rashi says he sat down and he worked out a whole cheshbon. He made cheshbon. Radak says that the Navi kind of was a mazer of him to what to do. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is when you have a mabata emes, and you've worked through and you've struggled and you've battled through your own seichel to come to the truth, then everything in the world will maramis to you what it is that the truth is. David wouldn't have heard the remez of Dovah Dever had he not sat down and done the cheshbon himself. You first need to create a Mabata Emes. When you create a Mabata Emes, we have to see it inside it, the Loshki uses it, I just don't know, I can't find it yet. You have to find, when you've worked it for yourself and you found the Nakudasa Emes for yourself using your own Koiches, then everything in the world will look crystal clear according to the Emes. David HaMelech, you don't want to do the work, you just want to sit back, you won't see the Remes, you won't see it.
Remes is that.
It's there, but you won't see it. I'll give an example. Rav Miller's son gives the following example. Tchelis. Gemara says, you know what Tchelis is all about? It's the same color as the sea, and it's the same color as the Rukia, and it's therefore reminds you of the Kisa Kopet. In other words, when you look at your Tchelis, you think of the Yam. When you think of the Yam, when you see the Yam, you think of the Rukia, and you think of the Rukia, you think of the Kisa Kopet. It means everybody on the beach is only thinking about one thing. Kisei HaKovet. When you go to the beach, your wife says, what are you thinking about? You tell her, Kisei HaKovet. That's why people go to the beach. Nachon? That's why people wear tailors, so that they can think about the Yam and the Rakia. If you're a person whose mind is on Kisei HaKovet, your mind is involved in Inyan and Shamayim. When you look at the tailors, you'll think of the Yam and the Rakia, you'll think of the Kisei HaKovet. But if your mind's on other things, you can stare at Tchelis the whole day. It's not going to do anything except cost you money. Assuming it's Tchelis, I'm not going into that discussion. What's your mabat? Is your perspective on reality MS? Then everything you'll see will remind you of that MS. You'll go to the beach and you know what you'll think? Kiss our COVID. But if you go to the beach without that as a mabata MS, you can look at the sea the whole day. You'll see water. And it'll be nice and you have a wonderful day. And you'll breathe in the ozone and you'll feel lovely. You'll come back, you had a wonderful time. They'll say, how was your day at the beach? Kavaldi. Your kid will ask you, what color was the flag? Because that's what the kid's always interested in. And you tell him, what flag? I saw Kovet Shemaim. I saw the Kisei HaKovet. Where are you holding? You first have to do the work yourself. You first have to put it together. Once you get it together, then everything in the world will... You live your life knowing that my shtadlis lo se klum. Obviously, we're not holding there yet. We're working on that. But to the extent that you've internalized, that your shtadlis doesn't really do anything. So I'm at the business meeting, I'm in the dentist, lechayra makes no difference to my panosa. What do you mean? If I'm in a business deal, that's panosa. I'm in the dentist, that's no. They're both just shtadlis. Where are you being? Where are you doing Kovet Shemayim? You're in a business meeting and the dentist doesn't affect your panos at all. That's how you live. When you're living with that perspective of reality, when you leave the business meeting to go to the dentist, you'll see in the dentist why you needed to be there. You'll see the opportunities for Kavod Shemayim and Kiddush Hashem. There's an old lady there who's mamash in pain. They'll tell you go first.
Maybe he'll do a bigger deal than the dentist.
No. You never know. The guy sitting next to the dentist could be the guy. You know, there's stories so, like that.
David HaMelech, for him to see the remez.
He first had to do the work himself. He had to have the Mabata MS. To know that the MS is, I don't want people saying about me that it wasn't true. David HaMelech
would have. That was his Ashtablos.
Yeah, that's the word. In comparison, you have to create in your mind. No, that's not the ishtar. It's not. You have to create in your mind a mabata emes. When you have a mabata emes, then everything in the world will clarify that mabata emes. You know the mabata emes? You were in a business meeting for foul. Oh, yeah, I lost the business deal. I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to work hard. And I'm sitting in the dentist and I'm wasting my time. I could be in a meeting. You're going to miss why you were in the dentist. If you go to the dentist knowing, Hashem changed the job.
Right.
He's allowed to do that. He wanted me to go there. Now he told me to go there. So now, what's available for me yet to do?
So I was saying that when David Miller made his hashbom, it was aligned. It was a proper hashbom. It was an amethyst.
He now has the Mabata MS.
Everything was for the right reasons.
What's yeah. Mabata
MS? Perspective. Correct. Mabata is a perspective.
He wasn't looking
outlook.
Selfishly. He wasn't looking what's right for me. He was looking what does the
Shambhala MS. MS. Mabata MS.
And when he did that, then he gets
everything. Then you start seeing everything in the world. Talks to you and you hear the message,
including in this case the remnants
of Dabo. Yeah, I'm applying it here. I'm applying it to what we learn. This is Yesod. This is Yesod Niflo that Rav Motcha Miller wrote to Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler was so spoiled by that he walked into Ponovich the next day and gave a bar on it. And he was so spoiled with it. You'll see it in everything in your life. If your business is your face and you have to be in a business meeting and you have to make this deal, and suddenly you got toothache and you have to cancel the deal and go to the dentist. You're not going to get why you're in the dentist. You're going to see the dentist twitching and irritable and miserable because you're in a hurry because you've got to get back to the meeting. No, I'm there. It's like, but if you have the Mabata MS, which is, I have to make you studless. But I mean, a business meeting with the dentist makes no difference to my panos. So she wanted me in a business meeting to be Makana Shem Shemaim there. Now you say, 1 second, I've changed my mind. Please go to the dentist. I have a job for you to do there. When you get to the dentist, you'll know why you're there. You'll find opportunities for Kiddush Hashem. Because they say, I go to the dentist. I don't see any opportunity for Kiddush Hashem. You sit there fetching, and the dentist's late, and the magazines on the table, they're almost boring to death. It's not that a person can enjoy. I go, what am I doing here? The Lord, that's because you don't have the Mabata. That's my own idea. I just joined these two things together. I'll that's what I see. I have to find the shtick of this. Thank you. Thank you. No, it's what's your job? What you have to be Megala Kovet Shammai. Being Megala Kovet Shammai.
It's not even that I'm myself, someone else. The fact that I'm saying, yes, Hashem, not me, that's doing the business deal, I'm like, cool, being at the best, that's already a Kovet
Shammai. That's the beginning of it for sure. But because of that, you'll see the opportunity for the Kiddush Hashem. For yourself, first of all, yeah. That's the Kiddush Shem Shemayim Besaisa. And then there'll be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Begiloy. Nachon. First, I've got to get it clear. But I'm taking it one step further. When you're in the waiting room, you'll see opportunities. A nice word to somebody, to the dentist, you can be part of the dentist. I don't know, there's lots of things you can do in a dentist waiting room. That you wouldn't think about if you're sitting there fetching about the missed business deal.
We're only here for a short period of time. We have a very limited amount of that time. It's not going to waste a second of our time.
No, that's not it. That's not the point.
No, but it's a good starting point. Then why am I in the dentist? I mean, I've got to be here for a reason.
You need to get your tooth fixed. You've got toothache. People get toothache. It's a natural part of being alive. And I'm here to have my toothache, and it's a pain, and I wish I didn't have to do this because I want to be at the meeting.
That has to be a reason for the toothache.
Yeah, you didn't have you spoke to Rosh and Horace, and now she's giving you toothache. That's not what we're talking about. It's something else. I'm talking about, I'm just trying to use it. He's trying to use a marshal here of understanding to his studless is not about the panasa or giving you toothache. It's about the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. I'm adding robustly into that, that if you understand that, you'll see the opportunities for the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. There's a Moedika of Yol Gold video that you have to watch. All these videos are usually good, but this one is Mamash. The Yol Gold video. You have to see it. No, you have to see it. It's on Torah anytime. You have to see this. It's about a guy. I know this guy. Calling the Steve Clark. I don't know where I know him from, but it's the last one of Yol Gold, the last share that he gave. 50 years of something. It's Noiravayoy. He's traveling on Thanksgiving in the middle of the morning. He's in a business deal in Kentucky. He's exhausted. So he walks into one of these Tachanadeleks where they have to get him coffee. And he has the boss is speaking Arabic. So when this Arab guy says to him, how are you? And he answers him in Arabic, thank God. So this guy's shocked. You know, Arabic, he says, I grew up in Israel, whatever. So this Arab tells him, I grew up in Ramallah and I love Jews. And he goes on to explain to him why he loves Jews, and he tells his whole story. He then went to Kuwait and why he hates Arabs and why it shows that it's unbelievable. You have to watch. And he's such a kiddush Hashem that we don't know who the guy is. We can't know the rest of the story. Hopefully, we'll find out the guy who made the kiddush Hashem. His name's Moshe. He's a general in the army. But you have to hear the story. Mavel Varai. You go home, you go to TorahAnytime.com, you search your gold, you got his last shear. It's 6 minutes. It's just, it's. Same idea. You live with my butter MS, then you see it everywhere. No, why a guy has to be in Kentucky on Thanksgiving to meet an Arab? Why this Arab? He's a multimillionaire today. Why he's working in the store, you know, while he's selling coffee in the store when he owns 24 Tachana Deleks. And it's just the whole thing's mumbled by right to Magala, this Kiddush Hashem, the biggest Kiddush Hashem I've ever seen. What a God did to do the right thing, what he went through in order to.